Good day. This is Master Li Mubei from the mountains of Wudan, wishing you a good swordplay Saturday from the notorious Jocaste. Breathe in the sweet mountain air of Wudan. Even if you are not here, imagine it. Breathe in, breathe out. Punch with your right, punch with your left. Make sure both arms are the same in strength. When you use left arm too much, oh, I know, no good. You use right arm too much, also no good. Make sure in your training of swords play that you use both arms equally.
Hi, how you doing now? This here old season for kinda. I got a question on there for Master Mean Bam Boom. Spang Spam Boom. Hey, how you get your soul out of a tree? Cause I remember one day I was walking through the wood and I seen a tree dog and I said, oh damn, that's a mighty nice looking tree. And I got a little bit aroused and I decided to go downtown and get down and started drilling the wall like a woodpecker. And I was getting it in and I was getting by, oh yeah, I was about to bust my nut and bam, I busted inside the tree and I came out with a splinter in my penis. Now, how would you take a splinter from your cock, Master King Bamboo? Let me know.
Cecil, that must have hurt. Especially pulling out splinters with tweezers on pee-pee. Never a fun morning will you have. Master Li Mubei, Master Swordsman, thank you for your question from Compton to the notorious Jocaste. This brings me to advice from my book, available from Shibala Press Masters and Notorious Joke Industries, The Book of the Five Cock Rings. You must connect your mind to your sword for the sword and mind to operate at maximum efficiency. They must be one being. When man think with sword, sword go plunging into tree that give you splinters or possibly STD. When mind and sword are one, the sword only penetrates that which is pleasant to the mind. That is Li Mubei's advice for you, sir, on Swordplay Saturday. And please get your pee-pee looked at. Onagashimasu.
Well, that's the business guy. This is Cleavis from the Spy Voiceover Show, saying I don't really have a lot of swordplay action going on in my life, but I do know how to swing my sword. I can swing it to the left, swing it to the right, and swing it up and down. Well, baby, the explosion is powerful. But anyways, I want to ask you, how do you get your sword so much action? What are you sticking it in? I want to know. How do you get that kind of play action? I want to be a sword play master like you, Master Bing Bam Boom. Well, let me know. This is Cleavis from the Spotty Heck Voiceover Show, and I want to be a master swordman. Yeah.
Ah, Cleavis, I do understand your problem very much. You have hard time finding lady, so you can penetrate your sword into many, many times. This Li Mubei understands. But Master Li Mubei is also master of the approach. You go up, you introduce yourself, you tell them about you, and then they talk to you and talk to you and talk to you. That's all it takes, is talking to a woman. Plus, have you never heard of Tinder? Come on! I get like 5 a day just swiping. Oh, man. They see Swordmaster Limu Bay on there, and they swipe it, and they're messaging me. I gotta keep them off with a honey stick. You know what I'm talking about, muchacho? Ah, Tinder. Ah, students. Another day of Swordplay Saturday comes to an end. And Master Limu Bay has heard your questions and given you his answers. And now for advice from my book, The Book of the Five Cock Rings. Today, we talk about the Book of the Bull. For that is what the strike of the sword is like, the charge of the bull. Now, remember my words, for I speak the truth. If you wish to have better sword play, have better mind play. The sword and the mind are one. Mastery over one requires mastery of the other. If your sword play is not working, seek your mind for answers, for there you will find them. This is the advice of Master Limu Bay, Master Swordsman of Wudang. Thank you. Onegashimasu. Namaste. And good day, muchachos.
Yo, yo, yo. You know who's up in this, motherfucker.
Notorious.
The notorious one.
Notorious.
Doctor. Notorious.
Captain.
The mothership.
Scientist. Warrior, poet, musician, protector of the universe,
chosen,
Doctor Notorious.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.